Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience.
Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Everybody, Clarissa here. I wanted to talk to you about audible.com. You can get countless amount of books on audio. Just listen to them. Who has the time? I don't, to stop and read all the books that I want to read, but I'm always in the car traveling either from Phoenix to Las Vegas or out to San Diego, LA. I've got plenty of time in the car that I can be listening and learning or listening and enjoying at the same time. So I've decided to affiliate with Audible. What I love to do is listen and learn. So why don't you do the same? They've got it in different languages. You can go in and pick all kinds of different titles and listen to them. And again, love learning. It's the quickest way. It's the easiest way. It's the most affordable way. You can get a free trial. I'm going to send you to clarissaburt.com/audible. You will not be sorry. Well, hello, everybody. It is Clarissa here. You are back in the limelight. Today, we've got Megan Fenio. Did I say that right?
Yep. Fenio. Yep.
Got it. Okay. But before we get to Megan, there are a few things I'd like to say. And you know what to do. You've got to like. You've got to share, you've got to subscribe, there's a little button and a little bell and all that sort of thing you see on YouTube. That would be great. You know, this is a multimedia platform, so this is the video piece. There is a podcast piece, and I thank Inspired News Radio for their collaboration. We do go on to iTunes, I think they changed the name, but anyway, on iTunes, and we've got it on Google Play as well. The magazine piece is this one. So it is in the Limelight magazine. It is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. And my friends and Lamborghinis are on here this edition. The next edition drops on March 1st. And yes, I'm exhausted. Well, with that having been said, I do want to welcome Megan. I love what she does. I love what she stands for. She's another one of those super powerful women. Again, I don't know when she gets any sleep because it's a lot of stuff that she's doing as well that I do want you to know about. And that is her I Am Enough movement and her I Am Enough organization, the foundation. We're going to be talking about all of that. She's got a book as well. She's got a podcast as well. She's got all kinds of things happening. And I wanted to know, first of all, let me just read of some of the accolades. One of the things I think that really I love was that she was commissioned into the Air Force in 2012. She was promoted to captain in December 2012. She's a best-selling Amazon author, and we will talk about the book. And she's a licensed mental health therapist. I think that is really cool. And she deals with substance abuse, PTSD, chronic pain, and mindset. Whew, that's a lot, girlfriend.
It is.
Holy smokes, are you quite the woman? Well, I love anybody that is, you know, working with other women about, you know, raising, you know, as they say, raising ships and raising tides and bringing people up. That is really important to me. And this is why I love having you on the show. We want to know how you do that. So would you like to begin? I could ask you 100 questions, but I don't know, like, what you want to really showcase here?
So I can just start by kind of my story and just what this has all transpired in 2 years.
Right.
If that's okay with you, is that good?
That's great. Yeah. Because your book also talks about going from struggle to strength. And so let's start maybe with a little bit of your struggle, because someone as strong as you with all the accolades that I've just read here, you would never think that this woman right here, I mean, yeah, struggled a little, but not that it would be that important to put in the title of a book. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. So I grew up in a very dysfunctional family, and I actually have a learning disability. I have an 8th grade reading and 8th grade math level. And, you know, so the thought of not being good enough started when I was little. My guidance counselor in high school told me never to go to college because I wasn't going to graduate college. And here I am. I've been a mental health therapist for almost 15 years.
Just love counselors.
I know, right? And so I'm licensed in both Michigan and California. So when I was 33 years old, I made this decision to commission as an officer in the Air Force and provided mental health treatment to active duty members. I did not think I was going to meet a husband, but lo and behold.
Added plus.
Well, at the time I thought it was, but lo and behold, I did. And we got married very quickly and it turned into a very difficult, narcissistic, abusive marriage very quickly.
Oh, one of those. Okay.
One of those. Yes. So he had an affair for 14 months of our 2.5 year marriage. And he pulled our divorce papers 4 times. He kicked me out of the house twice. And after our divorce was final in 2016, I still remained faithful and committed to him for 2 years after that. I was that traumatized. I was that damaged. And even being a mental health therapist, I truly did not know that I was in this midst of chaos and trauma. And so the last big incident happened in February of 2018. And I walked away from him and I started writing my book. I got my butt into therapy and started doing trauma work. And then I started writing my book. Never thought it was going to be a book, nor did I ever think it was going to be a bestseller. But I had 4 months before I walked away from him, I lost my 6-figure income.
Right.
And so I'm like standing here with my heart and my life in my hand saying, okay, I'm just walking away from him. I don't have an income. Like, what am I going to do? So that book, my book was written in the most traumatic 5 months of my life. And that book is my saving grace. And I really had to start working on what for me to be enough, because he never told me I wasn't enough, but I created that story in my head based on his actions and his behavior. So,
well, the story probably started long before that.
Yes.
Which might be the reason why you called that kind of energy in. And by the way, this is not coming from any pulpit. It's just what I've learned along the way as well.
Right.
So kind of where you're vibrating vibrationally is what you're falling in. So the real work is in raising a vibrational energy, which you have done beautifully.
Yeah. So all of this stuff has transpired. Literally, it'll be 2 years, February 15th. So I've written my best-selling book and I've started to speak all over the country. And about a year ago, I was like, okay, I'm getting restless. I got to do something else. Like, and I teach a lot about visual coping skills to my clients. And when I was doing my trauma work, that's all I did. I had like sticky notes of affirmations and quotes like all over my house, in my car. So I was like, okay, what can I do? Like, let me just see what, I don't know. And then this idea of a visual coping card jumped into my head and it was a year ago. And February 15th of 2019, a year after I walked away from him, the I Am Enough movement was launched. And it's been a whirlwind. And I provide free visual coping skills to people all over the world.
What does that consist of?
I'm sorry?
What does that consist of? What does it look like?
So here's the card. It says, I am enough. My earphone.
Right.
And then on the back, I don't know if you can see it. It has the word because.
Yeah.
And so people order these for free. You get 5 of them for free. And on the back, you write why you believe that you're enough. Even if it's as simple as, I had to start by saying, I'm enough because I got out of bed this morning. Yeah. And that's where I had to start when I was doing my trauma work. And then it's just grown. And you repeat this to yourself every single day. And you can keep all 5 or you can give them away. And so in 11 months, I've had people organically hear about the movement, go to my website and order the cards in 44 states and 16 countries.
Wow.
So over 5,000 cards I've given out for free. And I kind of like, I live in San Diego. And so everyone kind of knows me as the I'm Enough girl. And I just like, I literally leave these cards everywhere.
That's so cool.
Yeah, because every single one of us, it doesn't matter, man, woman, child,
yeah.
We have all struggled with that thought, whether it be health, relationship, careers.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to give back. And then in December, it turned into a nonprofit. So now I have a nonprofit that I have no idea what I'm doing with. But
congratulations. Well, I think you do have an idea. It's just, you know, one step in front of the other, right? I mean, you know, that's a huge step forward. And so it'll come. You know, all the little pieces fall together. But look at where you are now, as it used to be. How many, like, what would you say would be the most, the woman that you think you've impacted the most? No names, just the story.
Oh, my goodness. There's so many, but one sticks out in particular. I was speaking at the International Summit on Violence, Abuse, and Trauma. And usually I have a line of people, like, after I get done speaking, and a lot of them, you know, I could tell that they've been crying or they have tears in their eyes. And this one woman, bless her heart, she just kept having everyone go in front of her, right? So I knew that she needed to talk, and she just, like,
unloaded.
And she was trying to leave her husband, and it was just stuck there with her kids and was afraid to leave. And just not feeling like enough. So I gave her my book, and I never heard from her again, but I did get a random message from a family member from her that said that she did leave, but she never reached out to me again. But it was just, I think that's been the best part in the last 2 years, is when I started allow myself to be vulnerable and to share my story, these amazing people have come into my life where we can support each other.
Right.
And that's what it's about.
Absolutely. Just as a quick side note, I have just jumped on board with an organization, 501c3 here in Phoenix, and they're global, by the way. It's not just here, but it's just because I live here and I know them. It's called domesticshelters.org. And that is a place where all women and men, but mostly women, go to find the shelter that they can go to, like, ASAP, right now, tonight, right now. And so domesticshelters.org has got 2,500 shelters all over the United States and a little bit of Canada, and it's growing and doing really well. So if you ever wanted to, and believe me, I'm helping, you know,
I'm writing this down as we speak.
Please do. So domesticshelters.org. And I'm going to start to do interviews with them. So we've made that almost a weekly commitment where I'll be doing an interview with people that are working there, people that are working in the shelters, but, you know, people that are in the field with different psychologists and psychiatrists, with women that have, you know, moved on. You know, I always say, get up, move on, and never look back. And because this is something very, very close and near and dear to my heart. So I absolutely love the fact that I'm now collaborating with them, and I can pass it on to you so that you can pass it on to your ladies in the field. That domesticshelters.org is there for them. There's a website that has every question that you could ever ask that is answered. And there are phone numbers, and, you know, you can call right now and say, I'm coming. Where's the closest one?
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
And that's eventually what I want to be able to do when we start raising money. Right now we're in the fundraising campaign for the nonprofit, but is to be able to give back to domestic violence shelters. As a therapist, I would love to be able to provide, like, pro bono therapy and so many other resources, and even, you know, a monthly giving. That's the goal of the nonprofit.
Right.
You know, and also veteran communities as well. But we've got to raise some money first.
Absolutely. So what is enough? Like, when do we ever know that we are enough? Is there ever enough?
So I love this question. And honestly, it kind of outlines the five steps in my book. So the five steps I actually went through when I was writing the book. And it's really about discovering who you are and doing that hard work of acceptance and finding your value and just the nitty gritty stuff that's scary to do.
Right.
Because every single time we go through something, we're not the same person. And so we have to rediscover ourselves.
Right.
And so I think for what it means to be, you are, like, enough, I feel like it changes with what you go through. And it's not a blanket statement. It's something that you truly have to believe, and you have to have the word because behind it.
Right.
That makes it more powerful. But for me, it means I am enough, and I unapologetically own who I am, and I'm enough for me. And as long as I'm going above and beyond and helping people, then that makes me enough.
Right. And you never are who they try to tell you they think you are.
Right.
You know, like, don't buy into whatever it is their perception is of you.
Yes.
Just, you know, stay on your, just be true to yourself. And that's really hard for a lot of people. It doesn't happen overnight. I do have the overlay right now on the screen so that people are, as you're speaking about the book, you can see the cover. So, you know, that comes to mind. Where can people find it? Is it on MeganFenyo.com, Amazon, where else?
Yep, it's on Amazon, MeganFenyo.com, the Movement website. So there's the paperback, the ebook, and also I did an audio about 6 months ago.
Okay, that's great. So I understand that you now, I'm supposed to ask you about a television show, podcast, and a new book?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I have a brand new TV show that just launched. The channel is Easy Way TV, and it just launched on Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Google Play. It's called I Am Enough TV, and I'm super excited. It literally just launched yesterday.
Congratulations.
So thank you. And then, of course, the podcast, which is the Blonde Bombshell podcast. And yes, I am writing my second book. It's the sequel to You Are Enough. And it's a little bit, you know, motivation is a little bit hard. I think I didn't have all this other stuff going on when I first started writing the book, my first book, but, yeah, I'm super excited about it. It's really going to focus on more about acceptance and truly being yourself and living in that truth.
That's awesome. You are one busy lady.
I am. And I see patients every day too. So it's crazy, but it's so much fun. And when I look back at it, I'm so blessed. This has all just happened in 2 years. And if I can say anything to anyone that's watching and listening, is that you have to do the work, even though it's scary. But the minute that you say yes to yourself and you start diving in, your life is going to be completely different. And I am, it's not because I'm a mental health therapist. Believe me, I had my own therapist, but it's because I did the hard work. And all of this has happened in 2 years. The minute I said enough is enough and, you know, said yes to me.
Yeah. And sometimes that really is the hardest thing to do, is to stop and turn in and just, you know, really do the work that, you know, you just don't want to, you don't want to go there. You don't want to feel the pain. Sometimes, you know, the only way to get the gain is to go through the pain. And you know, and it's not easy. It's never easy. And certainly it's going to be uncomfortable. But the rewards on the other side are immeasurable. So it's really one of those kind of things that I too, I don't want to say push women to do, but I really highly, strongly suggest that, you know, they do work, you know, that it's not, I mean, I had somebody here the other day, it's a very long story, but, you know, it's a gal that came through a Groupon, and I bought myself a couple of hours worth of, you know, cleaning, the heavy cleaning thing, and you know, wound up that she was in that kind of position. So, it'll help her and, you know, watch after her for a couple of days until she could get back on her feet. But, you know, it's all around us. And again, it's a lot of people don't want to talk about it. It's not comfortable to talk about.
Right.
Domestic violence or, you know, being in need or wanting help. But it's the greatest reward. I think it's the greatest piece of self-love you can give yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, like you had said before, saying yes to yourself. Any closing words for us today?
I have a quote that I usually say at the end of each show, and it's just, you are enough just as you are in whatever season you're in. And the more you celebrate and focus on that, the more you will live in your strength.
I love that. And mine is, you're only as beautiful as your last good deed.
So, ooh, I love that one.
So go out and do something good for somebody today.
Yeah.
Megan, you know, I am so thrilled that you have been on. I'm glad that you took the time. I know that, you know, these are the kind of messages that land on the ears that need to hear them at the time they need to hear them. So believing in serendipity and knowing that the universe has got everybody's back, I'm going to close out and say, hope to see you again real soon. And keep on trucking, sister.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say. And here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. You found it right here at inspirednewsradio.com. We're a positive talk radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with programs designed to deliver information to the world that inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on inspirednewsradio.com, and I hope you'll tune in every single week to positive talk radio, inspirednewsradio.com.
AccuWeight Weight Loss, the Beat Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order. Promo code CLARISSA20. The promo code is CLARISSA20. Again, AccuWeight, AccuWeight.com. In all corners of this beautiful world, there are people in need. People who deserve support, care, and community. The fine people at Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces believe in a continual commitment to give back to those in need by contributing a percentage of every sale to various charities, such as A Soldier's Journey Home, the Shriners Hospital for Children, Storm Aid, and Along Comes Hope. Craig Shelley Swiss designer watches are made with the mission in mind to empower, each with a message on the back case and on the leather strap. The Love Watch, the Believe Watch, and the Faith Watch. Go to CraigShelley.com and use the code CLARISSA20 to get 20% off of your purchase today. Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.